Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Good morning and welcome to a Thursday edition of Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to kick it off here in just a second with the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, will join us. And the second portion, we're going to have Mary Wise, head volleyball coach of the Florida Gators. Their season has cranked back up the spring portion of it. But now we're going to go to the Titan MR hotline and we're joined by Coach Spurrier. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Shane, how we doing today? Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Looking forward to watching that one.
That's right. Before we get to that, Coach, what you been doing as the ambassador lately? Anything exciting?
Well, during the pandemic, we've not been doing too much. I did a little, a video with a couple of boosters the other day. Guys that gave up their season tickets and just left the money in the pot there at the athletic department. A few of them wanted a little one-on-one talk like we're doing today. So I did that last week. But yeah, there's not a lot of ambassador work going on too much right now, but we'll look forward to it a little bit more. Hopefully we can get spring football in and hopefully have a little spring game this year.
Yeah, Coach, I know she became the head coach when you were the head coach at Florida. Becky Burley started the Florida women's soccer program from scratch, is now announced her retirement. Were you surprised at that?
Yeah, I think we're all a little bit surprised. But then when you look back and you say, well, she's been here 26 years, the same job. Sometimes you just sort of get an urge. Hey, maybe it's time to move on and do something different. So I sort of think she's only 53. I think she'll do a little something different for maybe a couple of years, 3 years. But I believe she would, back then, when that time comes, she'll be ready to coach again. It'll get in your system that, hey, maybe it's time to get back. And I think she certainly could find a job.
Yeah, no doubt. Yesterday, Coach, on my show, I had Coach Bobby Bowden on. You know, we talked a little bit about he recruited myself. And, you know, it's funny, from my high school, he signed three kids. Terrell Buckley, Kez McCorvey, both are in the Florida State Hall of Fame, and also a defensive back named Mario Edwards. And we were just talking about it. You guys went at it back in the 90s. There was nothing like Florida State, Miami in the 90s. Mm. And I want to say you have a winning record against everybody but Florida State, right?
Well, I think I'm 0-1 against – No, I'm 1-1 against Syracuse. I was just thinking somebody we played just once and got upset maybe along the way. So, I think about everybody else. I'm 0-1 against somebody. I'll think Notre Dame. We only played Notre Dame once. You were there with us.
Yeah, we didn't play very well.
We shot at Notre Dame. So that's the team we're 0-1 against. But yeah, they beat us more than we beat them. I tell everybody we won the one that counted for all the marbles, fortunately. Right. But from 90 through the 12 years I was here, they were in the top four in the nation, 11 of 12 years. And we played them last game of the season. And I looked back and I said, if we were smart, maybe we'd say, hey, let's don't play each other the last game of the season. Let's wait and play each other for the national championship. Because one of them knocked the other one out of getting into that final game a lot of times. And Bobby Bowden playing Miami and Florida back in those days, I mean, they were top four in the country, I think 14 straight years and only two national championships. I mean, they could have won 7 or 8 of them. He could have been like Nick Saban easily winning 6, 7, 8 national championships because they were right there at the top of the college football all those years. So he's had an amazing record that his one loss percentage may be the best ever. I'm not sure.
Yeah. He's the all-time winningest coach, but had to give up some of his victories for something. And now Joe Paterno is the all-time winningest. I asked him about the game. They came back and tied up the game. Was it 31 all? Mm-hmm. And I asked him why he went for two. There's no way in the world. I mean, why he didn't go for two? There's no way you wouldn't have gone for two if you were in that situation, right, Coach?
You know, I hadn't thought about it. Gosh, I don't even know if we ever got in that situation where the game was right at the end and so forth. But yeah, since it didn't matter in conference play, now if I needed a tie to win the SEC, I would have kicked the extra point because that's what it's all about. And so I sort of disagreed when Jimmy Johnson went for two at Notre Dame. They were already number one in the nation. So a tie, they still going to be number one. And I disagreed that Tom Osborne went for two against FSU in the 93, one of the bowl games down. Against Miami. It was against Miami that Osborne went for two when an extra point would won the national championship. So if it's just a game and there's a winner and a loser, I'd probably go for two. But at times I think it makes sense to get the tie back in those days.
You know, y'all have he had a bunch of sons that went on to coach. You know, he coached against his son, Tommy Bowden. His other son, Terry Bowden, is now the head coach. You have two sons that are in the coaching business. How do you think if Steve Jr. or Scotty would have been the head coach and you had to coach against them, how would Jerry have been in the stands?
Oh, that would have been difficult. that's never going to happen. So you'd have to ask her. But I don't know who she'd pull for. That would be a tough one. And I hope Steve Jr. gets a shot to be a head coach here someday. He's at Mississippi State with Mike Leach right now. And he's got a good track record. He's been around a lot of good teams, excellent recruiter and all that. I'm hoping maybe even the UCF job will give him a good look. We'll just have to wait and see.
You know, yesterday was National Signing Day, Coach, and things have changed in the last two or three years. They have that early signing period. So there's not a whole lot of excitement. You didn't have to experience it as a head coach, the early signing period, but do you like that if you were still coaching?
No, I would not have liked it. I liked it when we had seasons, you know, we had football season, then we had recruiting season. And actually during the season, I mean, we'd make our recruiting calls, but I didn't like to have official visits on the weekend of home games. I just believe the coaches and the players, let's put everything in trying to win the game here at home. And then when recruiting season comes around, then we'll get all into recruiting. But nowadays, the guys, they pretty much have to recruit year round. And I don't know, sometimes as a head coach, well, what are we going to do with the recruits after the game? And I'd rather be with our coaching staff after the game and so forth. But it's, the whole thing's changed with the portal now. I don't know that I would have liked it, but I would realize you better get in it and you better go get some players out there that can come in and make a difference. So I think Dan Mullen and our staff have done that this year. These four guys we picked up so far, I really believe are going to be big help for us this coming year.
Yeah, speaking of the transfer portal, it's pretty much changed college football, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, it's almost just like recruiting now. I heard one guy say we need to do the recruiting rankings after the guys go through the portal to see who's added to those teams and so forth. I also heard that Alabama is number one again this year. They've been number one, Shane, 9 of the last 11 years. And they went on to say, it was on the radio this morning, that this year's class is actually ranked higher than the other number ones they've had. So anyway, it's going to be tough to beat those guys unless some schools can, hey, get in that transfer portal and bring guys in that gives those teams a chance to match up with Alabama because they got the best players in the country. So you got to find a way to beat them another way, and that's to get in that transfer portal.
Yeah. At Chris Story Mortgage, they do mortgage lending right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Doring Mortgage today at 352-244-0840. We're speaking with Coach Steve Spurrier here on the Titan Tomorrow Hotline from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Coach, let's switch gears to the NFL. It's Super Bowl weekend. One of your old teams, the Bucks, are playing the Chiefs. Give me your thoughts, Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think both quarterbacks are, with Aaron Rodgers, he's got to be up there as considered the best in the NFL this year. But over time, obviously, Tom Brady, what he's achieved is the best of all time. And I sort of think the Bucs are a team of destiny. I think it's going to work out. You know, they won all three playoff games on the road. And it seems like when it's time for a good break, it's come their way through the playoffs. And plus their defense is playing very well now. So I'm just sort of thinking maybe Kansas City will have a little bit of an off game. At times can have one like everybody, not many, but it should be a heck of a game. But I'm going to pick the Bucs to squeak one out, another one to get that second Super Bowl championship for Tampa Bay.
Have you ever seen a guy as talented as Patrick Mahomes?
He probably is the protege quarterback everybody's looking for. Just a beautiful passer that can dodge guys and run occasionally and throw the ball sidearm, overhand, underhand. He is a natural. There's no question about that. So, if you were an offensive coach, that's the kind of guy you'd love to have. That usually the big, tall guys that are stiff, they're the great passers. And the runaround guys are not quite as good passers, usually. But Mahomes has got it all, certainly.
Yeah, he definitely does. Coach, tell briefly about Tom McEwen, who was a sports writer down in Tampa. You've told this story, but I'd like for all our listeners to know how special he is to you. But the whole city of Tampa, because they gave you your first coaching job with the Bandits.
That's right. Tom McEwen, wonderful friend, close friend. During my college days, he had such an influence on all the writers across the nation. They'd have a national sports writers conventions. And he was a guy that all the guys gravitated to. He was, when he talked, everybody listened. And what a wonderful guy. He probably helped win me the Heisman. He told all the guys around the country, hey, let's vote for that Florida quarterback. And they did. So I owe him that. And then I'm coaching up at Duke University as an assistant coach. And John Bassett, the Tampa Bay Bandits, come to town. And Tom McEwen told Bassett, he said, you ought to go hire that guy up at Duke, Steve Spurrier. And so he came up and interviewed me and hired me that night. And after the press conference, I asked him how much, by the way, what am I making? And he said, well, the general manager will get with you. We'll figure that out later. So anyway, he gave me an opportunity. But Tom McEwen was extremely important there. And then even the Florida job, there were some people around here that weren't all in my corner, even though we just won the ACC championship at Duke. They said, that guy plays golf and he doesn't work very hard. You know how that is, Shane. If you happen to be a decent golfer, which I was back then, people assume, well, he doesn't work very hard. But anyway, Tom McEwen was always in my corner. And after we won the national championship in 96, he was in the hospitality room with us in New Orleans. And I never will forget. He said, I didn't know if I'd live long enough to see my Gators win the national championship. And then he lived long enough to see Tampa Bay win the Stanley Cup in hockey and the baseball team. The Rays won the national championship of baseball, World Series. So he got it all done, and just a wonderful guy.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Urban is now going to be coaching in the National Football League. He hired one of your former players to coach the quarterbacks, Brian Schottenheimer.
Shoddy's a good one. Yeah, he was out at Seattle, and I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, Shoddy was right here behind Danny Werfel. A lot of people don't know that Shoddy threw the first touchdown pass in the 1996 season. Did you know that, Shane?
I did not know that.
Have known that, but we're playing, I think it was Southwest Louisiana, and our first team offense, first game of the season, we'd had a lot of publicity and all this and the other, and Danny wasn't doing very well. And I think we had to punt twice, first two possessions. And I said, you guys go sit on the bench a while. Shoddy, you're in the game. Ike and Riedel, y'all are still in though. Second line, get in there. So Shoddy threw Ike Hilliard a hitch pass from about the 50-yard line. He dodged about seven guys and ran for a touchdown. And I said, okay, first team, go, y'all back in. But Shoddy threw a hitch pass that Ike Hilliard took for a touchdown against Southwest Louisiana. And then the first team guys, they calmed down and played pretty well the rest of the game. But, yes, Brian Schottenheimer, and we've sort of kept in touch over the years. And I think he'll do an excellent job there for Urban and Jacksonville.
That's a great trivia question right there, because that was the national championship. Yeah. So obviously Cresser had already transferred to Marshall, or he would have been in the game.
Yeah, he would have been back the second guy. But Shoddy was the second guy after Eric Kresser had left to go to Marshall. And, yeah, that was – and, of course, Danny won the Heisman and got benched the first quarter of the first game. But, anyway, it wasn't for long. I may bench some guys, but it's not for long.
So they're going to pretty much have Trevor Lawrence. They're going to take him as the first pick. You've seen him play a lot at Clemson. I personally think he's the most NFL-ready quarterback I've seen come out of college. You know, people say Andrew Luck or Peyton, but this guy, at his size, with his arm and the way he can move around, he seems to be the best I've ever seen coming out of college. Your thoughts?
Well, he could be. Yeah, he certainly could be. He's, what, 6'6", and he can run, and he can throw all the passes. Throws a very catchable ball. So I think that's definitely probably the direction they're going. I tell you what, Deshaun Watson, the Houston quarterback, there's a guy that's a lot like Mahomes. In fact, I think he led the NFL in passing yards this year, and he wants out of Houston. So I don't know if that's a possibility that they're looking at a trade or not. I just don't know. But, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is very good, and you could build a team around him, definitely.
Coach, were you a little surprised? I don't know how well you knew Brian Johnson, the quarterback coach, but, you know, people thought that he may get an opportunity to get a head job in college, but jumped to be the quarterback coach mm-hmm. with the Eagles. Were you a little surprised that he went to the pro game?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. You know, living up there where the snow is right now, or living in Gainesville. But I just think maybe opportunity-wise, he felt like it was a good move. And the head coach up there, obviously good friends with Brian. And so it was a little surprising. I thought maybe he would want to stick to the college game. I think opportunity to be a head coach. I thought he might get that Boise State job is what mm-hmm. I really thought, but that didn't work out. South Carolina, talked to him briefly, but I think they'd already made their minds up. So it was a little surprising, but, you know, sometimes these coaches – they believe moving around will help you become a head coach. And so that probably had a little bit to do with it.
Coach, how's your golf game right now?
Golf game's not as good as it once was, Shane. Used to be pretty good, but I still play a bit. And I play a lot with Dr. Pete in Delicato. I can usually beat him. So
how many shots do you have to give Dr. Pete?
He gets a half a shot every hole except the par threes. And we just play a buck a hole. So I think he owes me $6 right now. I got to get him to pay off after we play. That's the next thing I got to do.
Dr. Pete never carries around enough cash, huh? since we're avid golfers, you know, there was a lot of noise this past week at Torrey Pines out there. Patrick Reed's kind of had this, he's a cheater label. He picked his ball up, Coach. I don't know if you saw it. Your thoughts, because I personally think golf's the greatest sport in the world because you have a set mm-hmm. rules you play by. You don't throw a touchdown pass and have the left tackle be called for holding, or, you know, you go in for a dunk mm-hmm. and they call charge. There are rules you play by, and that's why I think golf's the best sport there is. Mm-hmm. You got any thoughts on about Patrick Reed, what he did?
Well, I thought Rory McIlroy did almost the exact same thing. But the rules people said he was okay. They said Patrick Reed was okay. And they said Rory McIlroy was okay. And I didn't know that was a rule. I played in the Black Diamond Celebrity Challenge several years back. And I got in the playoff. And we were on the 17th hole. The rough around the par three at Black Diamond was pretty thick. And I hit one just off the green. It was down in there a little bit. And the lady rules official said, "You can pick that up and look at it." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah, I'm the rules official. You can pick it up and look at it, make sure it's your ball and it's not embedded." I said, "Okay." So I picked it up. I said, "Yeah, that's me." And Al Del Greco was standing over there. He was in the threesome there. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "She told me I could pick it up." And he didn't know the rule. And I didn't know the rule. And I put it back in there, scuffed it out, and made bogey. I think Al ended up three-putting from about 10 feet and made double bogey. So that's the first time I ever knew you could do that. And so that's, you know, when the rules official say you're okay, to me, the rule should be, "Hey, I think it's embedded. Come here and look at this. Hey, come here and look at this. I'm not going to touch it until you tell right. me." And they should come over and look at it. And then if you don't have rules people, then your playing partner should come over and say, but I mean, it's within the rules to pick it up, and that's the only time you can do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Coach, I'm going to ask you one more golf question. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. What's your favorite course you ever played?
Ah, too many to say, Shane, too many.
It's got to be Augusta, right?
Augusta's in there with, Pebble Beach and Spyglass and
Cypress Point.
Cypress Point's a beautiful place to play. I've been lucky to get a chance to play a whole bunch of them. And we did some Ireland golf trips, Old Head, Ballybunion, of course, the old course at St. Andrews, a lot of history over there and so forth. But I can't pick just one. I've been lucky to play a bunch of them. And our restaurant, Shane, we got the outdoor bar. It's going to be called Visors. And I've saved about 240 visors that are going to be in the upstairs bar. So I think of us that love golf will come around there. People say, I played that one, that one, and that one, that one. So hopefully that'll be a little bit of a drawing card for golfers that like to come up and check out the visors and have a couple of beers.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about the restaurant before we let you go here. Yep. How's it coming along, and when do we think it's going to be open?
Yeah, coming along beautifully. Freddie Wiebe and our general manager, Drew Johnson, both put in a massive amount of work and so forth. We're shooting for April. It should be sometime in April that we get it, put it all together. But they're building away. It's going to be one of the largest restaurants in the state. I think it's going to be the largest north of Orlando. So, it's a wonderful location there, Celebration Point and Archer Road right there. So crossing the Indigo Hotel. So we're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to coming in there a whole bunch. And it's going to be part museum. I got somewhere I can put that Heisman Trophy and a bunch of SEC championship stuff and so forth. So we'll have a museum and hopefully be a wonderful, fun place with excellent food to make it a really top restaurant in the whole state.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Be safe and get your money from Dr. Pete now.
Yeah, I got to get on him. I got to collect that $5 or $6 he owes me. Okay.
All right. That's Coach Steve Spurrier joining us on the Titan MR Hotline. Thank you, Coach. At Comfort Temp, comfort is our business. Peace of mind is our promise. This month, get a free annual maintenance plan with every residential duct cleaning purchase, $199 value. Our service department is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. This day in sports, back in 2007, the Super Bowl down Dolphin Stadium, the Indianapolis Colts behind Peyton Manning beat Rex Grossman and the Chicago Bears 29-17. Peyton Manning is your MVP. That is This Day in Sports, brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. We're going to take our first time out of the program. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the head volleyball coach at the University of Florida, Mary Wise. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. G-Tech Sport, keep your athletes in the game with G-Tech Sport. Celebration Point Town Center, Center State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Big Mills Cheesesteaks, MB Listing, Cornerstone Financial, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Chick-fil-A on Archer Road, Aver and Smith, Dowling Signs, Chomp Harder Apparel, Ruse Ogra Insurance. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all our great sponsors that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us. Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, Celebration Points, where the Gators go to celebrate with premium brands like Bass Pro Shop, Nike, Sensei, Dave & Buster's. opening soon, Prime and Pearl, and coming spring of 2021, the HBC's new restaurant, Spurs Gridiron Grill and Visor's Rooftop Bar. We'll see you at Celebration Point, where the Gators go to celebrate. I want to thank the HBC for joining us. I saw all these comments, folks. Coach, we had to tape him yesterday. That's why I didn't read your questions to him. He had to go out of town, so I'll apologize for that. We got a couple of texts here. This comes from Ryan. He says, "Dadgummit, Shane, just when Mike White and the boys had me all in, just proves you got to come with intensity every night. I sure hope that West Virginia win trumps that South Carolina loss last night as far as the tournament seeding goes." Look, they didn't play great. They played – I mean, look, the last 6 minutes, I'll tell you exactly what happened the last 6 minutes. You get outscored, and if you don't score, you ain't going to win, regardless of what the points are. So I'm going to give you a breakdown of what happened in the last – Florida was up 65-59, 6-point lead with 6 minutes left in the game. This is what happened. Appleby miss, turnover, Castleton block shot, man miss, Noah Locke miss, Castleton block shot, Appleby shot blocked, man fouled, he goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Next possession, turnover, man miss, Appleby foul, missed the front end of a 1-and-1, man miss, Lewis miss. So you get outscored 13-1 to end the game. Look, it's just, it happens. It happens in sports. It happens in basketball. They'll be fine. They go to LSU on Saturday. LSU's a struggling squad who is on the bubble now to make the tournament. So we shall see. But let's see if I got some questions here until we get Mary Wise is going to join us at 8:30. Looking forward to talking to her. Danny says, Coach Spurrier, Danny, brought to you by Mellon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, says Coach Spurrier has to be one of the most honest men that I know. He always has played by the rules. His integrity speaks for itself. Go Gators. Yes, he does like playing by the rules. Dan says, brought to you from Mellon Law here, I was watching the Senior Bowl practice when it started, and they said there were 6 to 7 guys that were not going pro. I'm surprised they were allowed there. It's such a one-off situation. Who knows? They were participating in the Senior Bowl, but they're not going pro. I've never heard of that either. I don't know how that's possible. Because the NFL is different. Once you decide you're declaring, you have to go. It makes no sense. In some of these other sports, you can come back at a certain time. Daryl also sent us a text here for Coach Spurrier, but Coach Spurrier wasn't on. I want y'all to know we pulled the name out of the hat for the G-Tech winner of the sample G-Tech clean kit right here. The winner is David Aronoff. We'll get that to you. You can also now go to potupwithshane.com, sign up for the drawing for next week. Also sign up for next week's Chomp Harder hat. And yes, Jimmy, we need to get the head ball coach and myself. I'm a visor guy, Jimmy. Jimmy owns Chomp Harder. He'll take one of what I call the old man visors, the big 10-gallon visors that Coach Spurrier likes to wear. I do the young man visor, Jimmy. So there you have it. Let's see. We got Chris says here on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mellon Law, the only official law firm part of the Florida Gators. Did the Gators sign anyone yesterday? No. Speaking of signing classes, the Gators ended up 10th in the country. The SEC rankings went like this. Alabama ended up being number one team in the country in recruiting. Georgia was second in the SEC, but third overall. A&M was third in the SEC, 6th overall nationally. LSU 4th in the league, 7th nationally. And Florida comes in 5th in the SEC in recruiting, 10th overall nationally. So we talked with Jason Higdon yesterday, and they have 2 spots, I believe, still available that they will probably use on the transfer portal. Let's see. John wants to know here, Shane, can you explain the procedure for the 5th-year seniors who can still come back? I heard you mention in the last podcast that 2 Gators may or may not come back. They do not. Okay. So with COVID, everybody has an opportunity to come back for another year. So basically everybody played this past year and it didn't count. Even Kyle Trask could have come back if he wanted. So that's what we're talking about. So you're going to have over 85 scholarships, which is going to be a nightmare because next year they have to get back to the 85 number. John says here, add the transfers in the class, and we are top five, but who cares? I agree with you, John. Yeah, the transfers, when you take Bowman from Clemson and then Eric Gilbert, those are two of the highest-rated kids to ever come out of high school, and now they're Florida Gators. Don't forget, we're going to have Mary Wise join us here shortly. In the meantime, let me look at my notes here. Wanted to talk about Gator hoops. Yeah, disappointing loss, but it happens, folks. You know, people can get on the Mike White, fire Mike White. Look, Mike White didn't miss any shots. It's not his fault that we went 6 minutes without scoring. And, you know, our best shooter, Trey Mann, missed some shots. It happens. Alabama continues to roll. They beat LSU handily last night. They're still undefeated in the conference. And that's it. But I think we have Mary Wise now on the Titan MR hotline. And we're going to go straight to the Titan MR hotline. And we're joined by the head volleyball coach of your Florida Gators, Mary Wise. Good morning, Mary. How are you? Is she there? I thought I saw her. Well, in the meantime, John says, is Mary the dean of coaches at UF now that Becky Burley has retired? I would say yes to that. Don wants to know, so is it still the fact that we don't have the facilities yet that these guys aren't signing with us? Well, once we have the facilities, it will help. It'll put us on an even playing field. But you have to win and have the facilities, Don. That is the key. Do we have Mary there, Evan? Okay, I see she's on, so we'll get her hooked up here in just a second. If you have any questions for Mary Wise, make sure you shoot them to us via the text line or on Facebook Live. Technology here is an issue, but I see Mary's on. We're just trying to get her hooked up. And then don't forget to your Chomp Harder hat here. We had a couple winners. I'll sign it. We'll mail it to you, or you can come by, pick it up if you're in town or what have you, but Chomp Harder. Okay. We lost Mary, and I think we'll try to get her back. She's rejoining. Good old technology here. Again, if you have any questions for her, they have a big match this weekend against the Missouri Tigers at the Exact Tech Arena. I believe that's Saturday and Sunday. It will be televised by the SEC Network if you're not able to see it in person. John says on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mel Law, he says he thinks the staff puts more emphasis on the transfer portal. Not true, John. Not true at all. I don't think people understand. You got to take your Gator glasses off. And these coaches do everything they can to get these kids out of high school to come play for the Florida Gators. But you got to remember, it's up to that 17, 18, 19-year-old kid where he wants to go. And until we have that facility, I mean, think about it, people. When you're comparing Florida to Georgia, LSU, Alabama, and Clemson, if everybody is pretty much the same, even though those teams have played for national titles recently, but if everybody has what you don't have, that's obviously going to hurt you. So, Evan, I'm going to shoot you Mary's number to see what's going on here. And bear with me here, folks, till we get Mary Wise on the line. And see if we can get her on the show. She's trying to log in, I know. John says, I think it was 2 years after they closed the baseball field. That would mean one more year before. No, that they just, the baseball field, they played in the McKeithen Stadium last year, John. We're still 2 years away until the football facility opens up. Brandon says, got to fill the holes. Yeah, that's what the transfer portal is for. Nigel asked on Facebook Live, when will the facilities be finished? We're about 2 years away. COVID hurt it, but they've done all the underground stuff for the new football facility, or I think they'll start pouring concrete here soon, but we're looking at 2 years away. Let's see here. Refresh your vehicle and your brand with a vehicle wrap from Wrap Spot. February is your lucky month at Wrap Spot. Mention promo code Shane and receive 13% off your vehicle wrap. We're waiting to try to get Mary Wise. We're having some issues with Zoom, but we will get her on here. In the meantime, keep shooting me your questions here, folks. Let's see. We got a couple of texts on the TitanMR text line. This is the one that was from Daryl. He wanted me to ask me about Coach Spurrier. He wanted to know who were the easiest players to recruit when he was here. We'll ask him that next time, Daryl. In the meantime, Evan, why don't we go ahead and take our final time out of the program till we get Mary on? And we're going to take a time out here, get her on. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Coach Mary Wise. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning.
Hey, Gators, this is Coach Steve Spurrier. Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. G-Tech Sport, keep your athletes in the game with G-Tech Sport. Celebration Point Town Center, Center State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Darlene Weeby Realtor Caldwell Banker M.M. Parrish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Miapa Latin Cafe, Wrap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Ironwood Golf Course, TB Financial, Meadowbrook Golf Course, Dar Shakow Insurance. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all our great sponsors that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Hey, Gators, this is Coach Steve Spurrier. Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. G-Tech Sport, keep your athletes in the game with G-Tech Sport. Celebration Point Town Center, Center State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Darlene Weeby Realtor Caldwell Banker M.M. Parrish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Miapa Latin Cafe, Wrap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Ironwood Golf Course, TB Financial, Meadowbrook Golf Course, Dar Shakow Insurance. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button.
Again, thank you to all our great sponsors that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
All right, welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Technology issues, but we now have the head volleyball coach, Mary Wise. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm well, Shane. Can't explain it. We do Zoom meetings every single day for the past 10 months, and then on one morning it just doesn't work.
It's all good. Mary, tell us, I mean, this has been crazy, the COVID issues. Your season was split into a fall, spring season. Let all our listeners know why they did that and how difficult has that been on you as a coach and also for your players?
Yeah, it's a fair question, Shane. When we came back in, our players returned in July to start training, taking classes online, we had no idea what or if there would be a season. I will tell you that we did have some discussions that if we were going to play and it cost the players a year of eligibility, we had some players, and understandably so, who were going to opt out and just not play, not knowing would there be a tournament, would we have a full schedule. And so, but it turned on a dime when the NCAA announced that this year would not cost a year of eligibility. SEC decided there were four women's volleyball conferences that chose to play in the fall, and we played four matches. We're playing the back-to-back, so the same opponent Friday, Saturday. Played two at home, two on the road, and then the plan was that with the NCAA hosting the championships in April, that we would play the remainder part of the SEC in the spring. So you asked a question. So that's the layout. That's how it was presented to us. I will honestly say that the spring has been much more manageable because in the fall we were the first indoor sport to play with COVID, and there were no existing protocols. We were making it up on the fly. It was and no one's fault. We just didn't know. We couldn't rely on, well, how did this work for you? And we were, all the things that we had to do just to play and remain safe. I felt like we spent so much, 90% of my time in the fall, I felt, was on COVID protocols and to keep our players safe and needed to do so. But the spring, now I get to coach again.
Yeah, and speaking of COVID, I know so many collegiate student athletes had, you know, not being able to play. I mean, how hard was it for your girls from a mental standpoint? I mean, I know from football, even though they got to play just the week in and week out of all the testing and stuff, from a mental standpoint, how difficult has it been on your girls?
I think, again, the fall was much harder because, like, each week there was different we would get different news. Yes, you're playing. No, you're not playing. And that could still happen now in the spring. Matches get canceled. But we have somewhat of a routine, knowing that, okay, so we get tested, like we've been tested three times this week, just this morning as the third time in order to play Missouri this weekend. And some the things that we're doing, the practicing and the mask and all, it's now become part of the routine. It doesn't mean that we love it, but we're not having to teach it. And I think that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. So talking about your team this year, looking at the roster, and honestly, I don't know a whole lot about volleyball. I like to be educated on it. Looks like you got a pretty young team. You only have a few seniors. And this is getting ready to be your second match back, I think, in the spring season. Pretty young team?
Yeah, fairly young, but we do have some players returning with significant experience, like Thayer Hall. She's now in her third year starting, and she started for us as a freshman. And Marley Monterey in the setting, the quarterback position, have you. She split time her freshman year, but started all of her sophomore year. So those are two key positions. We're young in the libero spot, which is a key roster spot in volleyball. But we've got returning players like Holly Carlton and T.R. Caesar, who sat out last year transferring, and she's now starting. So we've got the arms. I guess, Shane, to put it in maybe not football terminology, but basketball, we have enough shooters. We have people who can score. We just needed we missed out on that spring training, and we had plenty of disruptions with in the fall training, but I feel like now we've kind of hit our stride, or started to.
Yeah, you got to score to win. That's my philosophy. When you look at the SEC, there's three teams ranked, Kentucky, Florida, and Missouri. And this weekend, you got Missouri, who I believe is a pretty good squad, coming into the Exact Tech Arena. What can you tell us about the Missouri Tigers?
Yeah, they are very good. Ever since Missouri came into the league, it's like you can almost say it's going five, because the battles have been epic. We've won some of those, but we've also been on the losing end. They have one of the premier outside hitters, premier scorers, have you, in the league, and Kylie DeBerg, and she's got a nasty jump serve from the end line, but she's about 6'5", 6'6", maybe, and so her contact point is so high above the net. And then they brought in a transfer player from Kansas State, who's just a phenomenal athlete. So they've got two elite scorers on the left side, let alone all their other talented players. So it should be a great matchup for sure.
From a postseason standpoint, have they talked, I know in basketball they're talking about taking all the teams in the Indianapolis area. What have you heard from a postseason standpoint for the SEC and also for the national tournament?
Yeah, that was your timing for the question is perfect, because that was just released yesterday. I had a feeling that once we saw basketball was going to the bubble, have you, at one site, that volleyball would follow. And sure enough, it's going. The championships were slated to be in Omaha, so now they're going to move the entire championship over like a 12-day period with instead of 64 teams, 48. Only 48 teams will go to the tournament, but it will be over 12 days in Omaha. And we've got our work cut out for us just to be one of those 48 teams selected. We dropped two matches in the fall, and so we're chasing Kentucky. Kentucky's the team that returns, has a ton of experience in the key positions of libero, setter, and they've got elite arms. Kentucky's got a chance to get to the Final Four and maybe even win it all in this crazy season. And so right now they are the team. We can't afford to drop a match, and that puts us in a tough position, because we're playing Missouri twice, and right behind them the next best team is LSU.
We got a Facebook Live comment here brought to you by Melton Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. It comes from Dan out in Texas. He says, it's been hard to replace Carolina at the libero position. Seems like it's been a struggle the last few years.
Oh, that is somebody who's paying attention. Yeah, the player that was replaced was only an All-American who was invited to the national team gym. So you don't exactly turn those overnight, but we feel like that Ellie McKissick, the freshman, she's got a chance in some places, skills. You could argue that she's better than, we called Caroline CK, better than CK, and was mentored by CK over the summers in camp. Again, we started a freshman in that position. And I don't know, Shane, maybe it's, you tell me a key position, not the quarterback, but a key position in football that if it's a freshman, you're going to take your, you know, they're going to make some errors, but the experience that she will have long term. We got a great one in that libero position. It's just a matter of her getting collegiate experience.
That's great. Mary, you've been a head coach since you were 21 years old. That still blows me away that you were named the head coach at Iowa State at age 21. Has this been the most difficult year in your head coaching ranks?
It certainly has been the most challenging. I got a message from one of our former players who's now playing professionally in France. And when this all happened in the fall, she sent me a text and said, "Do you remember one time you told me in the office that after all these years of coaching, you had seen it all, that nothing would surprise you?" And she said, "Yeah, you want to take that back with COVID?" And I thought that was a very funny exchange. And she's right. No, I have never seen this. But, you know, coaching, Shane, is so much about dealing with adversity and challenges. Nothing comes easy in coaching. You know, there's a line I heard from a very successful volleyball coach who said, taking it from the Wizard of Oz, is that the flying monkeys always come. You just don't know in what form. And this year, the flying monkey was COVID. And so I think in coaching, I think you learn, it's all about adapting to the next crisis up. That's how we live. And when a crisis, I don't mean a pandemic, but, you know, a turned ankle, you know, anything can happen just overnight, and you've got to adapt. And that's what you learn to do in coaching.
We got a text on the Titan MR text line. It's somewhat of a personal question, but it comes from Larry. He says, "I'd like to know how you and your husband, Mark, met."
We met, that's the first time I've been asked that question, or that I can, maybe in the past several years. Mark and I met at Purdue when he was a grad assistant on the men's basketball staff there. Okay. And that's where I played. And so, yeah, we met at Purdue, and now we've got two boys that are both in basketball coaching. One's at East Tennessee State University. That's our eldest. They won last night. And the other is an assistant at Life University. That's an NAI school in Atlanta. So, yeah, basketball is still the talk of the household.
Absolutely. And then we got a Facebook Live. They want to know, could you rank the Power Five conferences for us?
That the RPI hasn't come out. Well, you know, what's the RPI going to look like when you're only playing in conference? But I can tell you historically that has been, in recent history, that has been the Big Ten, the mm-hmm. Pac-12, the SEC, I'm sorry, then the Big 12, then the SEC, and then that fifth conference has been somewhere, has usually been about like the ACC. So, again, Big 10, Pac-12, Big 12, SEC.
Dan also says on Facebook Live, "Coach Wise is a Gator treasure. Thanks for being a Gator." And having said that, Mary, Becky Burley, I know you're pretty close to her. She's hanging it up as the soccer coach. Now you are the dean of coaches, I believe, at Florida. Is this your 27th year?
This actually, Shane, is my 30th year.
30th? Oh, 30th. I can't add.
Yeah. No, isn't that crazy? Yeah, this is our 30th season. Yeah, so I'm like the only coach still here who saw you play. That's how old I am.
That's right. So, but no thoughts of Mary Wise retiring, right?
No, I knew when Becky came down to my office to tell me that this was going to happen. None of us were surprised because Becky has been working on some other avenues in terms of coaching, mentoring, and doing some things that you just knew that she has so many talents that was probably going to happen. At some point, that she was going to step away from coaching to still be involved in athletics, but from a mentoring standpoint. And I can tell you that this is my passion. And we have yet to win a national championship. No one in the SEC has. It's very challenging in the sport of volleyball to do it from this part of the country. But I'm not giving up yet. We're too close right now, way too close.
That's great stuff, Mary. We appreciate you taking the time. Good luck this weekend against Missouri. Good luck the rest of the year. We'll be following y'all. And appreciate you taking time to join the program today.
Thank you, Shane.
That's Mary Wise. Join us on the Titan MRR Hotline. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, folks, for our Peachland Dentistry, Gator Nation's number one choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte and surrounding areas. JC and I will have our Peachland Dentistry Super Bowl picks tomorrow. I want to thank the head ball coach and Mary Wise for joining us today. Make sure you follow us and like us and tune in tomorrow. Today's show is a wrap, brought to you by WrapSpot. Be safe, folks. Take care.
Trying to get the fans fired up. Second down and 10. Matthews rolling to his right, in trouble, can't find anyone. Now he throws it for Harrison Houston, who makes the catch. He's in the open field. Harrison to the 20. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Gators! We'll be right back.